It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Nathan!
Babies are one of my many areas of expertise. Growing up, I performed my own circumcision.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
I do want to mention to you, the Final Buzz is brought to you by Ski Chalet, where every ski, every snowboard, everything is on sale now.
Wow.
Plus, Ski Chalet is collecting warm clothing for the Salvation Army. Oh. Ski Chalet with three locations and online at skichalet.com. And now let's get back to our final look at the news.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, yeah, we were saying how well pawn shops are doing in this economy. I mean, McDonald's isn't exactly hurting either. McDonald's sales were up more than 8% in October. That's a lot. The economy, overseas sales, and new products get the credit. Walmart is weathering the storm well, too.
I credit that chicken biscuit.
the new Southern Chicken is the exact product they're talking about.
I got a little addicted to the Southern Chicken sandwich.
Do you like them?
I do, but I've been told to stop eating them.
By who?
By people that love me.
I love you.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
And Mike, I love you, and I say eat up.
I will tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you more.
Yeah, right back at you.
Package delivery service known as DHL is fading away. The German company says it'll cut nearly 10,000 jobs here in the U.S. and close all of its express service centers in this country after posting heavy losses here.
We are not making ends meet. DHL is going out of business. This is sucking. How can I be able to ship my steins?
Colette gave me a DHL package to put in the thing today, the little machine that we have outside.
Don't we have a deal with them?
Hope they pick it up.
Of course we do.
CBS has a deal with DHL.
Of course they do.
I don't understand how they could fail with making such great bedfellows.
DHL's already cut 4,500 jobs and may have to cut more from its roster of 18,000 express workers.
Cut the jobs right now!
Last week, Circuit City announced it was closing 20% of its stores. Today, Circuit City has, as expected, filed for bankruptcy, but the company seems intent on surviving.
What did they do with all the money I spent there? They should be fine.
It seems a little ridiculous, but that is the time we live in right now, and that you're going to hear more and more of that, where people are going to go, how could they? They could, because it's just this overall slump that we're in right now.
I love me some Circuit City, boy. Mm-hmm. That's a good story.
Wish them luck and a lot of other businesses on Main Street. An expert in retail sales from the University of Minnesota says this recession may be longer and worse than we first expected. Dave Brennan says we'll begin to see the worst of it in January as the businesses that count on holiday spending begin to go under.
Yeah, this is Dave Brennan.
Walter's son.
Yes, that'll fix him. That'll take the fight out of him. Well, Circuit City went out of business. That was real smart of him. Right. Golly, how about those big screen TVs?
Yeah, it's supper time.
Brennan says Americans have already put away their wallets, and with so much pessimism about jobs and inflation, they're not likely to spend as much this holiday season. Meanwhile, back on Wall Street, the bailouts just keep on coming.
All right.
Insurance giant AIG has already blown through your $85 billion loan. Hasn't been meeting its payments on the interest it's supposed to be paying you.
How long has my wife been in charge of AIG?
And has even chewed up an additional $38 billion line of credit.
Carrie!
Oh, and it can't even pay you back in the 2 years of the original deal. So now AIG is getting a $150 billion loan instead with 5 years to pay it back. Your short-term loan just became a long-term investment.
Now, Mike, here's how Carrie's father calls her, which is different from how I call her.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
Carrie Lynn!
Carrie Lynn!
Carrie Lynn!
Carrie Lynn!
Gone down to supper, Carrie Lynn.
Hey, what's going on this side?
It's Harry Bob, Carrie Lynn.
When President...
I got shrimp and grits for you, Carrie Lynn.
Are you Ed Harrell?
I'm Ed Harrell. Ed Harrell calling for Carrie Lynn!
Carrie Lynn!
Go on now.
When President Bush met with President-elect Obama at the White House today, let's hope it was less awkward than the first time they met there. After the president had shaken hands with the young senator, aides offered Mr. Bush some hand sanitizer and then offered some to Obama.
Oh, God.
In one of his books, Obama talked about his impressions of the president. They were not very favorable, and neither was the president's reaction when he was told what Obama had written.
I'm sorry to laugh here. Carla just texted me, you know how they're ripping up, they're blowing up the bathroom?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She said our bedroom looks like a scene from Dexter. You know how you got the plastic all around right now? Yeah. I can chop up a body when I get home tonight.
Oh, don't that's do it. Good news.
I'm excited.
Don't do it, Mike.
Carolyn.
Even if today's meeting went better, Obama's already working on undoing W's damage. He is reviewing Bush's executive orders and preparing to issue some of his own as soon as his term starts in January. Obama's expected, among other things, to reverse Bush's policy on stem cell research and domestic oil and gas drilling. This kind of thing happens a lot. One of the first things Reagan did was restrict aid to abortions in other countries. One of the first things Clinton did was remove those restrictions.
One of my text messengers writes, just wondering if you still read texts or has the newness worn off. From FedEx George in Chico. Hey, George, you don't work for DHL, so just chill out, okay?
Yeah, and don't kick a guy when he's down, George. Why don't you just pipe down and settle it?
Come on now. So Reagan, one of the first things he did was restrict abortions in other countries, and then Clinton, one of his first things was to lift those restrictions, and then one of the first things W did was to put the restrictions back in place, and one of the first things Obama will do is to lift the restrictions again. This happens a lot.
And round they go.
Exactly.
I think it's fun. I love it. It's the game of politics.
Mm-hmm. Right? Now that the campaigning is over, we're just hearing how many threats there really were against candidate Barack Obama. Over 500.
That doesn't surprise me.
Secret Service says it investigated more than 500 death threats against Obama during the campaign, which is why the bulletproof glass surrounded the lectern for his acceptance speech. And during the campaign, at least, Obama's Secret Service code name was Renegade.
Mm.
It's not Maverick, but it's Renegade.
That old Maverick.
Now, today, Secret Service agents stand outside the door when Obama's in the bathroom. They confiscate any vessel he drinks from to keep his DNA from falling into enemy hands.
We do the same thing with Mike.
Thank you very much, landfill.
He has.
Appreciate you confiscating my vessel.
Yeah, he confiscates your DNA and he's your bodyguard.
I have always said to Beth Ann McBride, I want the interns to drink from my vessel.
Vessel.
He could stand a little farther away from the bathroom door, though, right?
Of course he can.
Actually, he can.
Obama has three panic buttons, one in his pocket, one on his desk, and one on his nightstand. Mm-hmm. One squeeze, and the agents come running.
I got mine, too.
Hit it.
Hi, Brad.
It's Brad's panic button.
Right. Now, instead of a card-shaped device, it used to be a 3-inch-tall replica of the Washington Monument that was activated when it was tipped over.
This almost sounds like a bad movie, doesn't it?
Sounds like Get Smart.
The device was replaced, however, with this new card when Dan Quayle... and his wife knocked it over during lovemaking, the little Washington Monument.
Oh, yes. Ah.
Secret Service agents literally knocked her out of bed in their effort to surround the vice president.
Oh, man. Pull him apart.
Are you sure that it wasn't on purpose because he was tired of climbing on top of Marilyn?
Marilyn Quayle.
Not the best looking second lady.
Kudos to you.
Good pull for that.
For Marilyn Quayle, Rob.
Marilyn Quayle, hot. Guilty.
That's right.
Get the hottest second lady.
And so it came to pass. In Kenya, that all new babies were named either Michelle Obama or Barack Obama.
I think that's a good thing.
There were 43 babies born in Kenya on our election day last week. 20 of them were girls whose first and middle names are Michelle Obama. 23 boys were born on that day, first and middle names Barack Obama.
Good luck when they go to school.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, you!
And it'll be Ben Stein. It'll be at the front of the class. You have a Barack? Is there a Barack Obama?
As a tribute to McCain, they're going to have to revert to saying that one.
That one over there?
That one.
Hello, Obama?
Hello?
Barack, anyone?
The name Hussein, however, still not so much.
Good.
In this country, Franklin was a popular name in the Franklin Roosevelt days. Mm-hmm. Dwight was big when Dwight Eisenhower was president. Even Theodore got big when we had a Theodore for a president. Clinton was a popular name for boys until the Monica Lewinsky thing.
Half my class was named Fritz.
Even them, like Hussein, not so much.
I remember when Bush was first inaugurated, there was 8 kids named Retard.
Retard.
Hey, Tard!
Tard, anyone, please?
Finally, in the northern Australian town of Alice Springs, things are not always as lovely as they sound, even for the 20-something husband and wife who were taking a springtime stroll along the Todd River Friday evening.
Todd River, I love it. It's so lovely out there.
The guy, he shouldn't have even been there, what with the domestic violence restraining order and all. Anyway, things turned unpleasant. The young man then allegedly stabbed his wife with a pair of scissors and hit her with a rock.
Oh, no.
She has now filed papers,
and as we
all know...
Paper covers rock, rock covers...
Buzz Burbank off the Mike O'Mara show.
Strong ending right there.
Fantastic, Buzz.
I like that. Want to thank our wonderful... Star Magazine editor Ben Whittacombe. He was very nice to come on the show. Also, from Chick Media, Kelly Holland. Tomorrow, a Fighting Queens update. Former golfer turned broadcaster David Faherty. And at 5 o'clock, just after 5 Eastern time, Mr. Steve Wilkost. He's got his own TV show. He used to work for Jerry Springer's Security.
Mm-hmm.
The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia. And as heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you, there once was a vendor from Haiti who sold porn from the year 1980. He stood by his flicks, but most of you pricks would rather call up and date Katie. I don't know what it means. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Katie.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.